Hello, everybody. Welcome to Full Press NHL Podcast. I'm your host, Jim Berenger. You can find the Full Press NHL Podcast along with all your favorite podcasts from Full Press coverage on iTunes, Spotify, Speaker, anywhere you get your podcasts. This week, we're diving into the NHL draft, heading into NHL free agency, the craziness of the draft, the trades, all the signings, heading into free agent frenzy on Wednesday. We'll wrap it up Wednesday night or Thursday when everything gets underway. Some of the big free agents on the board, as you can find on fullpresshockey.com for myself, is Johnny Gaudreau, number one. Philip Forsberg was number two. He re-signed in Nashville, which we can talk about in a minute. Then you have Nazem Kadri, the big center from Colorado. You also have on the board Evgeny Malkin and Chris Letang. Chris Letang re-signed at Pittsburgh, and we'll get to Pittsburgh in a few moments. Others include John Klingberg on the list as well, Andre Palat. So there's a big list of guys that are going to hit the free agency market. Not only those guys, but how about a guy like Sonny Milano, not qualified, Andre Kasha, not qualified by Toronto Maple Leafs. Free agent frenzy is going to be wild. Just because of the salary cap only going up $1 million, not so many moves. Our GM's going to learn from the mistakes? Probably not. They never do. They always give the too many years, too much money to guys that probably won't be there in 3 years. But trying to win, trying to build a team now. Let's start before we get into the draft. Let's just talk about a couple of moves that happened beforehand. Colorado Avalanche looking to be a player again, looking to win the Stanley Cup for a second year in a row. It's going to be tough. They won't have their starting goaltender, Darcy Kemper, there anymore. He's off to hit the free agent market. They traded for Alexander Georgiev from the Rangers, signed him to a new 3-year deal, $3.4 million. So that's one goalie off the market. Another goalie off the market was my number 10 guy, Ville Husso. He gets his rights traded to Detroit. He joins Alex Nedeljkovic. Husso signs a 3-year deal. Interesting play by Detroit. Spoke with Steve Yzerman at the NHL draft. He said he wanted to just have another young goaltender there. Obviously, Grice was there. He had Nedeljkovic. Nedeljkovic was coming off his, you know, Calder Trophy season, where he didn't win, but he was nominated with Carolina. Things didn't go too well in Detroit. You don't want to always rely on Nedeljkovic and Rice. Thinks it's a nice combination for what Husso did with the Blues. But again, there was a veteran goalie there with Binnington who didn't find his game. We've seen the rookie goalie kind of thing. In Winnipeg, it didn't work. Once a veteran guy was there, Connor Hellebuck's career took off. Let's see if he pays dividends for Detroit, who's going to be a major player in free agency. But Steve Yzerman said he likes what he has. He expects his team to be better. Heck, when you have the rookie of the year, Moritz Seider, on the back end, guy like Lucas Raymond, one half of the Terra Twins there. Dylan Larkin's going to stay. Detroit's in good hands with Steve Yzerman, but he likes what Husso brings. He knows he can get the job done. Nedeljkovic now in a backup role, something he was in Carolina when he had his coming out party. So Steve Yzerman likes what he sees in Detroit, likes his goaltending. It was an interesting move. You thought New Jersey, potentially Edmonton, Toronto, a lot of guys would be involved. But Detroit, Steve Yzerman, again, just pulls rabbits out of his hats. And I think that's what he's going to do with his draft picks that he had this year. You know, Tony DeAngelo gets moved to Philly. He signs a 2-year deal. Carolina wants to sign him, but they don't want to pay him. Something's going on in Carolina where the owner just doesn't want to pay the players. Salary cap crunch. His own salary cap crunch inside the organization. Again, it appears just guys just not getting re-signed there in Carolina, and they're just walking for nothing. And, you know, we saw with Dougie Hamilton, they didn't want to pay. So something's going on with Tom Dundon and the Carolina Hurricanes. You know, you pay for goalies like Frederik Anderson and who am I thinking of? Who's the other guy? Not Mrazek. Antti Raanta doesn't get him that far, gets into a second round. Mrazek's there. He goes up to Toronto. Toronto sends him to Chicago, and that's a team we're going to get into in a minute. Chicago, what they did at the draft. But a lot of moving parts, a lot of moving carousels, the goalie carousels in, you know, nobody wants to get left out. New Jersey gets in the mix once Huso gets off the board. He was a guy definitely New Jersey was looking at. And again, they get left out in the wind. They trade for Vitek Vanacek. They still have to re-sign him. So a lot of movement with the goalies. Marc-Andre Fleury staying in Minnesota is a nice move for them. You know, obviously during the draft, you know, Cam Talbot's agent had some things to say that Billy has some things to think about. Bill Guerin's like, no, I don't. I don't have crap to do because he's got a good team. Yes, that salary, you know, the buyouts are going to come into a factor. You know, $12 million this year, $14 next year, $14 after that. So a lot of money tied up in those buyouts, but Minnesota still got a good team despite moving Kevin Fiala to LA, where he signed a new 7-year extension, $7.79 million. Adrian Kempe just signed a new deal. Those deals are going to be factor for guys like Jesper Bratt, who's an RFA with the New Jersey Devils, who I believe wants to be there and be a part of the building blocks. He said so. He wants to be part of the foundation. But, you know, having a breakout season like he did, can he do it again? And I think that's what the Devils want to see from him, to do it again before they give him a long-term big money deal. I think they want to bridge him. I don't think they want to give him Hughes or Hischier type money just yet because consistently he hasn't done it. Speaking of the draft, great experience in Montreal. Good to see fans back in the building. Good to see the GMs on the floor. A lot of trades getting talked about. A lot of movement happening. A couple of big things we saw was the Ottawa Senators getting into the mix. They traded the number 7 pick to the Chicago Blackhawks. So the Blackhawks entering day one of the draft had 0 first-round picks. They ended up with 3 first-round picks. They get the number 7 pick from Ottawa. They get the number 13 pick from Chicago via the Islanders. And they get the 25th pick from the Maple Leafs after they take on Peter Mrazek's deal. And it's interesting to see what's going on with Chicago because we really don't know. Feels like they're going to a rebuild. You know, they move out young players like Kirby Dach and Alex DeBrincat. And, you know, they're not going to qualify Dominique Kubalik or Dylan Strome. And then you have guys on long-term deals like Patrick Kane, Jonathan Toews, Seth Jones, with Duncan Keith retiring, the money that they were saving by moving players out or not qualifying them gets put back on the cap with Duncan Keith retiring because of the penalty for backdiving contracts. Chicago, interesting team. We really don't know. The 10-year rebuild, that's too long, especially for an original 16. You need an original 16 to do well. They had nice foundational pieces. They maybe needed a little bit more help on defense and goaltending, and I think this team would have been fine. Luke Richardson getting a shot at, you know, coaching the NHL team. He's doing it with a bad Chicago team. And it's unfortunate because he's a good coach. He's a good man. And it's going to be interesting to see, you know, what goes on in Chicago this year. But you got to wonder what Patrick Kane and Jonathan Toews and Seth Jones are thinking because – you know what? It's not what they signed up for. I don't think it's Seth Jones what they signed up for. You know, it's definitely not what they signed up for. Jones wants to come in to be a part of a winner. Imagine if he stayed in Columbus right now, what they would have been doing, especially on that back end. You know, Columbus, I think, is a lot closer to making a playoffs than Chicago is right now, especially in a Metro division. You know, Columbus still right there. But he just didn't want to be there. So, you know, staying on the draft floor that day, you know, Montreal, you know, they traded Alexander Romanoff to the Islanders for the 13th overall pick because they picked up Kirby Dach from Chicago to get the center later on. This is after they take Yurev Slafkovský, number one overall, the big Slovak, big Olympics, big world championships. There was some talk about him and Shane Wright being number one. It ends up being Slafkovský. They got a nice winger to go with Caulfield, Suzuki. Now you have Dach down the middle of the Vorax there as well. You know, do they still move Josh Anderson? Place was electric for all the Montreal picks. People were loving it. Going through the crowd, the pressure's going to be on this kid, but I think Montreal does it the right way. Gordon's known, especially with the Rangers. Kent Hughes as well with development. He'll be in good hands. You just can't rush him. Keep him out of here. Let him develop more. But the problem is if he puts up the points in training camp, does well in developmental camp, you know he's going to get a look at least for 9 games this first year. But I like what Montreal did. I think they were one of the big winners, especially getting that center. I mean, I understand Chicago giving up on DeBrincat and giving up on Kirby Dach. But again, young pieces that can help teams now. I mean, DeBrincat could score 30 in his sleep, 40 on a good day most of the time. Doc's development isn't there, and I think a guy like Martin St. Louis can refine the magic that Dach had during his draft year. You saw what he's done with Coffey. You saw what he's done with Suzuki. Makes the game having fun again, getting those nice young cornerstone pieces in. Obviously, DeBrincat in Ottawa. Ottawa wants to put together a winner this year after the sad passing of Eugene Melnyk. I like what they're doing. They're going to be a wrecking force in there right now. They have a solid goaltending with Anton Forsberg, you know, Brady Tkachuk there, DeBrincat. I mean, you know, they got a nice foundation there in Ottawa. You know, New Jersey picks up a nice defenseman in Simone Nemec. I think personally, they probably should have just traded back, moved the pick. But the thing is, here's what happens. You're locked in on a guy like Slafkovský. You don't have a backup plan. And when you get flustered and teams know you need to move the pick or want to trade down, they're not going to give you your best offers. So you have to pick a guy higher than you want. It was a historic night with two Slovaks going first overall and first and second overall. But, you know, it's crazy to think that New Jersey had the opportunities to trade back with the pick, potentially get a Matthew Tkachuk and, you know, make their team better. But, you know, teams weren't going to give them their best offers, and they knew New Jersey was in a pickle once Slafkovský was off the board because everybody knew that's where they wanted to go. So, you know, we'll see, you know, where they go from here, in regards to, you know, their defenseman. I think Nemec will get a look at the AHL. Let's see what he does. You know, he's a solid defenseman, but again, if that's what you wanted, maybe you were able to trade back, swap some picks and go from there. But New Jersey did okay. With the defensemen, they'll have a nice cornerstone piece with Luke Hughes going forward once they're ready to come in. You know, Logan Cooley, the center, goes to Arizona. Arizona was going to have the pick of the litter. It didn't matter who went 1, 2, or 3. But they get a nice player down the middle, young team. Nobody's going to see him for a little bit because he's in Arizona State. But in, you know what, in Tempe, but once they get that new building, he's going to flourish. He's got a little bit of development to go with. Then Shane Wright drops to Seattle. Great pick here. You have Matty Beniers, Shane Wright. I thought the Devils potentially could have picked up Shane Wright. You move Jack Hughes to the wing. Now you have Patrick Kane right there. He doesn't get beat up. He's able to still put on his man weight. But guess what? Seattle going to have Beniers and Wright down 1-2. And he gives the look to the Montreal table, draft table. You got to love that stuff. You know, overall draft was good after, like, you know, the first 10 picks, pretty much everything settled off. There was a lot of trades going on. After that, you know, like I said, the big one, Peter Mrazek to Chicago, you know, Montreal moves Romanoff to the Islanders, who has to be re-signed by them. So a lot of movement on the draft. Is a good draft overall. Good to see people there. Good to have, you know, it back in that city. People, it was electric. It was awesome to see, awesome to be a part of. You know, as we head into free agency, some names come off the board. Nick Paul's already off. We already talked about Fleury, Kempe, Brock Besser. The Toronto Maple Leafs, I don't know what they're doing, what they're thinking in regards to goaltending. You had Jack Campbell, who you could have re-signed, brought him back to the playoffs, took over for Freddie Anderson, took over again for Peter Mrazek, was the starter, looked good, looked rock solid, not his fault. Team was playing good defensively in front of him, and you trade for Matt Murray because you know you can't re-sign Campbell because of your salary cap situation, because of giving guys like Tavares, Nylander, Matthews, Marner, big contracts. The Nylander one looks pretty good, but the Tavares, $11 million, bad contract. Austin Matthews, it's a good contract, but it's, you know what, it could be better. Mitch Marner, again, you can't have guys making over $10 million and expect to win. Now you bring in a guy who's been hurt. Yes, he won two Stanley Cups, but he had a safety net in Marc-Andre Fleury in Pittsburgh. Does James Reimer come back? How does the fan base think about that? You know, Jack Campbell was there. Sometimes it's better to deal with the devil you know than the devil you don't know. A lot of the Leafs have confidence Murray can turn it around, but he's had neck concussion problems. So it's going to be, you know, again, the goalie carousel. Now Kemper and Campbell could be, you know, Edmonton and Washington could be overbidding for them, those guys. Could they land in another spot? That's going to be interesting to see, you know, especially and similar to what Tampa did. You know, you move out Ryan McDonagh so you can re-sign Andre Palat, but that new extension hasn't been announced yet. They re-signed Nick Paul to what he wanted prior to being traded by Ottawa to Tampa. Imagine if the Lightning lose McDonagh and Palat. Now they're down two key players. I think that McDonagh one's going to hurt more because of their defense. Obviously, you Sergachev can play more minutes. Kyle Foote could play more minutes. You move up Eric Chernak as well. You have a Victor Hedman as well. But still, then Palat on that top line with Stamkos and Kucherov. They were working magic. Obviously, Point will be healthy. Again, Sorelli's there. But still, having depth scoring matters. The Lightning, I think they still try to get something done there. But Palat, that would be a big loss for them. And then Washington, we mentioned them looking for goalies. But, well, A, because Vitek Vanacek's in New Jersey. And B, they let Ilya Samsonov. They're not going to qualify him. So now Washington got no goalies. Nick Backstrom's hurt. What are they going to do here? Malkin hitting free agency. Did they take a run at him? Maybe him and Ovi reunite, try to get some, you know, magic found there. Philip Forsberg staying in Nashville, gets what he wants, gets the modified no move clause, gets the signing bonuses through years 2 through 7. It's great to see Taco Tuesday back, but he's a cornerstone piece. Yes, he was drafted by Washington. Yes, he gets traded for Martin Eman. But that offense goes to Philip Forsberg. Matt Duchene does not have the year he has if it's not for Philip Forsberg. Same with Ryan Johansson. Everything drives to Philip Forsberg, and that's what the Predators need. They needed to get to an agreement. They get it. He gets close to what Duchene makes, close to what Yoshi makes, close to what Johansson makes. He's happy. He stays in Nashville for the long term. Valeri Nichushkin, this kid goes from first-round draft pick out of the NHL to Dallas, no goals, no points in 57 games, no penalty minutes. Comes to Colorado. All he does is fit in right where Bednar needs him. Huge contributor in their Stanley Cup final, Stanley Cup championship run. Gets rewarded with an 8-year, $6.125 million deal. That's a little much, but hey, you know what? He's a great top six forward because they're definitely, it looks like Nazem Kadri is not going to be there. Then you have, looks like Evander Kane's going to hit the free agent market. I think the Oilers are just the best fit unless somebody comes out and gives them stupid money. I think Connor wants him back. I think Leon wants him back. He was very helpful there. Chris Letang's back in Pittsburgh. You knew they couldn't get Rust, Letang, and Malkin all signed. And there's still a possibility Malkin signs, but he wants to see what's out there. He's never been a free agent. And now they just announced that Ricard Raquel signs a 6-year deal, $5 million AAV. So, again, it's interesting to see what the Penguins are doing. Feels like an end of an era with Gino leaving. He can definitely still help a team for a couple of years, but I think the tank's running dry because of the injuries, you know, playoff performances. He's still a point per game player, but that's a name, you know, it'll be interesting to see out there. You know, just so much movement right now as we head towards free agency. You know, where Goudreau goes, where Klingberg goes, the goalie carousel. I think GMs still don't understand the concept of salary cap, and they still make the same mistakes over and over again. But free agency's frenzy is going to be wild, with a lot of big names not getting qualified. This has been the post-draft, pre-free agency edition of the Full Press NHL podcast. I'm your host, Jim Berenger. I hope everybody enjoyed listening. Again, you can get it and all the Full Press coverage on iTunes, Spotify, fullpresshockey.com, fullpresscoverage.com. Until next time, have a good night, and we'll see you soon.